You're good.
Good. Perfect. Good evening. This is Mike Manjos, Chairman of the Board of Finance. Today is June 2nd. Time is 6 o'clock on the button. This is a special meeting to receive input on the Board of Finance proposed annual budget for financial year 2021 and the budget adoption meeting. Other than Board of Finance members, everyone is currently joined in listen-only mode. I will start with our roll call. Please allow me to confirm the presence of those Board of Finance members. Members, when I call your name, please respond in the affirmative. Craig Hirsch.
Here.
Rebecca O'Donnell.
Here.
Dan Krishav.
Here.
Steve Kirsch.
Here.
And John is not on the phone. I hereby declare a quorum and call this meeting to order. I would also like to recognize and confirm we also have First Selectman Ken Kellogg present.
I'm here. Thank you.
Excellent. Copy of the agenda and any related materials have been posted to and can be found on the Town of Monroe's website, www.monroect.org, for public inspection. Please allow me to first provide an introduction regarding this remote public adoption meeting. This meeting is being conducted remotely in compliance with Section 1 of the Governor Lamont's Executive Order 7B, dated March 14, 2020, using freeconferencecall.com conferencing technology. Using this technology, the public shall participate in real time via telephone, using the access information set forth in the meeting agenda. Notice is hereby given that only 1,000 participants may access this remote electronic public meeting at one time. Access to this meeting using this technology is granted solely by the technology provider. On a first access basis, it is not controlled by the Town of Monroe. While it is anticipated, we will not exceed this participation limit for this meeting should it appear we are approaching said limit, so any member of the public is denied access to the meeting, the chairman retains the right to adjourn and continue the meeting at a later date using technology appropriate to ensure all members of the public may participate. Please take a note of the following regarding this remote electronic public meeting. This meeting is being conducted in real time. This meeting is open to the public, that any member of the public may listen to this meeting anonymously. This meeting is being recorded, and while you have joined in listen-only mode, once recognized to speak, anything you say may become part of the recording. The recording shall be posted to the town's website within 7 days. The recording shall be made available to the public within a reasonable time, in town hall or upon written request. Item number 2 on our agenda is public input regarding the annual budget. I will open the lines for real-time public input. However, prior to doing so, I will first read it to the record. All written submissions that have been received by the Board of Finance since our second public hearing on May 14th and as of 6 p.m. yesterday. Pursuant to Town Council Resolution 20-43, there are 3 submissions, so please have patience while I read them. Once I've completed this process, I will open the lines for anyone who wishes to speak. First one is Cynthia Gallo, 3 Kettle Creek Lane. Dear Board of Monroe members, I write to the board not only as a Monroe resident and the parent of 3 daughters that have attended Monroe Public Schools, but also as an educator with over 20 years experience teaching in the public school system. I implore you to be extremely mindful when making budgetary decisions that will lead to funding in education. As we have evolved in society to rely on making data-driven decisions, we must remember that behind each of these data points is a child and their future. The greatest investment we can make as a community is when we invest in our children. When we cut funding in education, we put our most precious assets at a disadvantage. We moved to Monroe to raise our children in this wonderful community with the reputation of excellent school systems, and we couldn't have been more pleased. I am extremely proud of the efforts, perseverance, transparency, and high academic standards that Monroe teachers and school officials have continued to maintain through this tragic time. As a result of this pandemic, our children are going to need us to increase our investment in them more than ever. With that, I said I oppose any reduction to the education budget. I have outlined below some necessary ways we need to support our school leaders and teachers in providing the resources and support they need in order to maintain the same high academic standards and well-rounded education that our students deserve. Economic funding must continue in order to continue to provide resources for principals and school leaders to respond to the needs of their individual schools. Continue to provide students with reading and math intervention in an effort to close the even wider achievement gap that has resulted from this pandemic and address disparity between advantaged and disadvantaged students. Continue to provide mental health services to meet and address the unique academic, social, and emotional needs of students. Continue to plan and coordinate the providing meals and technology for online learning to meet our struggling families and to meet IDEA requirements. because of the uncertainty of reopening of business and ending social distancing, districts continue to provide training and professional development, especially if we are continue with distance learning, continue to provide student, staff, and school personnel with educational technology, including hardware, software, and connectivity, so that all stakeholders can continue to stay connected in the most efficient way possible, as well as maintain the same higher academic standards our students Monroe have always strived for. Thank you for allowing me to share my thoughts and concerns. Stay well and healthy and safe. Diana McCaffrey, 100 Williamsburg Drive. We, as so many others, moved to Monroe because of the stellar school system. Growth in our community is directly related to our educational experience. Decreasing funding to our education system will cause more financial difficulties going forward. It is an absolute that our schools will be required to make physical changes to the classroom as a result of COVID-19. If the budget proposed cannot meet the current needs, how will they be able to meet the new unknown requirements? Why are even deductions being discussed? Instead of continuously trying to cut costs, I believe we should put those efforts toward earning new income. What is the status of the school district investigation? Here again is more money being spent. If there has been public notification as to why this was started and the current status, please direct us to that information. Last one is from Julian Mathian, 21 Old Mine Lane. I am concerned to hear about the proposed large cuts to the education budget. Our family recently relocated here from Trumbull. What drew us here was two things, the ability to have a larger plot of land and the excellent school system. It would be a shame to see that the school system start to slump, and you can bet that families like ours will consider relocation. We pay a premium in taxes to live here. Families expect a return on that investment. Here's hoping that the education budget will allow Monroe to continue to maintain the excellent education that I know brought many of us to this town. Okay. Before I open the phone lines, please note the following. The purpose of this is to receive public input on the proposed annual budget for fiscal 2021. Please submit your comments to this subject. Please begin your comments with clearly stating your name and address with spelling for the record. Once I open the phone lines, a standard recording will state a question and answer session has started. Please be clear that this is when you will be able to indicate your desire to speak. However, it is not a question and answer session. We invite you to provide your comments. However, please do not expect the board to answer any questions at this time. Once we open the session, we'll be prompted to enter *6 on your phone to indicate your desire to speak. You will then be placed on a list. When it is your turn to hear the recording, if your line has been unmuted, then please ask your question. This is an indication that it's your turn to speak. Okay, I will now ask that the phone lines be open for those wishing to speak. We will wait a couple minutes to gather the list, and I'll ask the first selectman to confirm once we are ready to begin.
Okay, stand by. Mike, you should be unmuted. I just want to confirm that.
I am. I can hear me, yep.
Okay, good.
Is the speaker ready?
Participants should have heard the directions, but in case that did not go through, anyone wishing to speak can hit *6 at this point and be entered into the queue. We'll wait a few minutes. Again, anyone wishing to speak, enter *6. So let's just make sure the technology is working. I'm going to ask Steve Kirsch to enter *6.
Good test.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Deb.
Doesn't sound like we have anybody.
No, I got Stephen. I'm going to cycle through just to make sure that Deb, your line should be open. Are you just testing or do you want to speak?
I was just testing to make sure that it was going through.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I see Steve took himself off the list already. Thank you, Steve. So the technology is clearly working. So we'll have, I guess, Mike, if you want to give one last call for anyone wishing to speak.
Yep, one last call. Anybody? As they say, speak now is forever. Hold your peace. All right.
Hearing nobody. I have no one in the queue.
Okay. Then let's wrap it up.
Okay.
All right. Okay, on behalf of the entire Board of Finance, I thank everybody for the written input. We've certainly gotten a lot of feedback over the time. So now it's time for item 3 on our agenda. It's a resolution to adopt the annual budget and fix the tax rate and mills for the fiscal year 2021. Chair will entertain a motion to adopt the following resolution, which I will now read. Resolution to adopt the annual budget and fix the mill rate. Whereas on March 10th, 2020, Ned Lamont, Governor of the State of Connecticut, declared a public health and civil preparedness emergency in response to the pandemic. And whereas the Governor has issued a series of executive orders which collectively govern the conduct of municipal government during the state declaration, including the town of Monroe. And whereas on March 15th, 2020, the Governor issued Executive Order 7C, paragraph 5, of which extended by 30 days all budget deadlines for preparing of the municipal budget for fiscal year 2021 have fallen any day prior to including March 15, 2020, and further permits the legislative body, town council, to alter or modify the schedules of deadlines pertaining to the preparation and submission of the proposed budget and the deliberation of actions on said budget by the town council or other fiscal authority, including any required public hearings, publications, referendum, or final budget adoption. And whereas Executive Order 7C extended all remaining outstanding budget submission dates as set forth in the Charter, Section 8 of the Town Charter, as amended by the Town Council pursuant to Public Act 1812 and 7-191B of the Connecticut General Statutes on January 14, 2019, for a period of 30 days or sooner dates as approved by the Town Council. And whereas pursuant to the executive orders, the Monroe Town Council adopted Resolution 20-43, which provided in part that the Board of Finance shall prepare its proposed annual budget not later than May 20th, 2020, and thereafter on June 2nd, but in no event later than June 5th at a remote electronic public meeting at which the electors and taxpayers of the town shall have an opportunity to be heard regarding the proposed annual budget and the consideration thereof. Including the prior submission of any written public comments, the board shall adopt the budget and fix the tax rate and mills for the ensuing fiscal year in accordance with the annual budget. Whereas on May 19, 2020, the board, by way of resolution, prepared and delivered the proposed annual budget. And whereas on May 22, 2020, a copy of the proposed annual budget was published on the town website. And whereas on May 27th, the summary of the proposed annual budget was published in a newspaper having general circulation in the town. And whereas both of the aforementioned electronic and print publications included instructions to allow the public to submit comments on the proposed annual budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the board hereby adopts the proposed annual budget as the annual budget for fiscal year 2020 to 2021 and sets the tax rate at 35.48 mils. Be it further resolved that the board hereby directs that the annual budget for fiscal year 2020-2021 be prepared in accordance with this resolution, that a copy be published on the town's website, and further that a copy be filed in the office of the town clerk. Okay. Someone want to make a motion?
Steve Kirsch, Board of Finance. I move to adopt the resolution as just read.
We have a second.
Second. I'll second Rebecca.
That's Rebecca.
O'Donnell.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Yes.
Any further discussion? Anybody got anything else they want to add before we put this to bed?
Hasn't everything been said?
I believe it has been, but it's always nice to ask. All right, we'll go around one by one. Steve Kirsch?
Aye.
Dane?
Aye.
Rebecca?
Aye.
Greg?
Aye.
Myself, aye. All right. That is it. Passes 5-0. The mill rate is set. And I believe we are completed for this year. I know I've said it a couple of times. We are probably not done. Just for everybody's update, I did have a conversation over the last couple of days with the superintendent, and we are very grateful to hear that the teachers and the superintendent are having very positive conversations, and not that anything has been finalized, but everybody is sitting down talking, which I think is great, and hopefully we can come with a great resolution that everybody can work through. And once we get a better idea of what school's going to look like come the fall, I'm sure you'll be hearing from the Board of Ed and seeing what the needs that we'll have to address. But that being said,
Mike, can I just, Mike,
yeah.
Steve Kirsch?
Please, Steve.
Just
yeah.
one comment to add to that. I attended the Board of Ed meeting last night where that same sentiment was expressed by the acting superintendent. He also presented to the Board of Education an additional list of cuts and savings, like in things like insurance, that would make up the reduction should the various unions and the system not be able to reach an agreement. And there clearly were some very painful things on that list. So hopefully the talks that are in process will bear fruit.
That's what I think all of us are hoping for. So we will keep you apprised as I hear anything further. Okay. Somebody else want to make a motion?
Steve Kirsch, Board of Finance, I move to adjourn.
Very good.
Greg Kirsch, second.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate all the hard work this year. And we'll be in touch shortly.
Mike, my thanks to you and my thanks to the whole board as well. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Ken. We really appreciate it. It was. I know it's not been easy for you. Usually you're done long before this.
Goes
this is definitely a special year.
Probably the longest budget season the town has had. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Let's hope we don't have to do this again.
All in this together.
Exactly.
All right.
We are all in this together. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Stay safe.